Some of you all know my life story. You know that I was a classical musician, a professional, that I performed every week as a symphony musician with the Hong Kong Philharmonic for 5 years in Hong Kong and with the opera company in Barcelona, Spain for 9 years. So if you take those 14 years full-time professionally, and then you add the 6 years before that pursuing a master's and a bachelor's degree in classical music performance, also all year round performing every week, multiple concerts, multiple recitals, quartet, chamber music concerts, weddings, everything. I probably averaged three concerts a week for 20 years. That's over 3,000 concerts easy. And then there are at least two or three rehearsals for each concert. So that's around 10,000 times to play music in a group, usually with at least 75 musicians, most times with at least 100, maybe 200 musicians, choir members, soloists. Conservatively, I would say that I played 10,000 times in an orchestra in public, either in a rehearsal or a concert. That was my life. That was my career. That's what I did for 20 years. I played every Beethoven symphony, Brahms symphony, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, John Williams. If it was a classical music piece, I probably performed it dozens of times. Sometimes some pieces, it seemed like we played them every year. Well, the question I often hear, even today, is when people hear about my past life is, do you miss it? Do you miss the concerts, the crowds, the music? I don't miss it. I don't miss the rehearsals. I don't miss the crowds. I don't miss the boring parts of rehearsing hours and hours with singers or the choir, or because someone can't quite get the right notes on their trumpet solo. I don't miss that at all. I don't miss those hours and hours. But sometimes I do miss those magical moments in music. Maybe once in a week of performances, maybe at the very end of one great piece of music, when the entire group of 100 musicians, 100 voice choir, six soloists or 10 soloists, and the conductor, everybody comes all together in a perfectly tuned, unanimous group, and we're playing and singing as loudly and as together as we can, and then the music takes off as if by magic. That is exhilarating. And there's nothing like it. The audience feels it. The players and the singers feel it. The conductor knows it's happening. Everybody in the concert hall knows and feels it and hears it. It is amazing. It takes your breath away. Wow. That's actually why all of us go to concerts. That's the reason we listen to music or attend a performance. It's for those magical moments. But have you noticed that those magic moments don't happen at home? Those magical moments don't happen when we're alone. It is a shared experience. It is a collective experience. It does not happen, sorry. It doesn't happen in an empty concert hall. It does not happen with one individual musician. It only happens in a group. But see, I didn't really tell you the whole story. I didn't mention behind those 10,000 times of playing in a concert and rehearsal, there were three times as many hours practicing music in my room at home alone. I didn't mention that part of the story because I hated that part. That part was torture. That was self-discipline. That was hard, hard, hard work. That was blood, sweat, and tears. That was the nitty-gritty. That was painful. But that's the rest of the story. And we have to have that part to understand the first part. Our passage in the Bible today is from Joshua 1. It says this: After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord came to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, and said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you all, I'm putting y'all in there because it's plural. I will give you, God is saying this in plural. That's why I want to emphasize that. I will give you all every place where you all set your feet, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you. That's singular. No one will be able to stand against you, Joshua, all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never forsake you or forsake, leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you, singular, Joshua, you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful, Joshua, it's all singular, to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips, Joshua. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's the word of the Lord. See, I didn't tell you the whole story. The 30,000 times when I was all alone, I didn't tell you that part. Now, some of you might be thinking, NBC wants us to work remotely, at home, alone. You might already work remotely. Some of us are. Many of us are. You may talk to a student or even an adjunct who says, I don't like online courses. I want to be in a room full of people. Students tell me all the time, I don't like being at home alone. I don't like studying at home alone. I don't see anybody, and nobody sees me either. And working from home sometimes feels like nobody knows what I'm doing. I work, but nobody sees me, at least until I make a mistake. Then I hear about it. Listen to all of us. Workers working remotely, staff working remotely, students studying at home alone, professors, adjuncts, IT, business office folk, everybody, hours and hours in front of a computer alone. Interesting. Pastors, ministers, counselors, teachers, even church musicians preparing sermons, lesson plans, worship programs, hours and hours in front of a computer alone. But we're not alone. You are not alone. Joshua heard that from God. God said, I will be with you. Be strong and courageous. I am right there with you. That is great news. That's what we all need to know and hear. We are not alone. Second thing we need to know is we are part of a great team. And I'm not just talking about the wonderful team of NBC. We're talking about God's team. And it's a wonderful team. And he has people in places we can't even imagine. Every time we're in a new area here, we're barely getting to know the new neighborhood. And pretty soon we're going to have to move to another neighborhood and then start learning people's names and all sorts. But I realize God's got people here. God's got part of his team already here. And I just don't know him yet. But we are part of a great team, of course, at NBC too. And even if we're working remotely, we are not alone, because our colleagues are with us. I love these chapels. I'm very thankful for these chapels. It helps us to see. I wish we had our cameras on, all of us, so we could see each other. When we have that black thing, it's just not as good. It's just not as good. We like to see smiling faces, or at least, you know, even half dead faces, but we like to see faces because it helps us feel that we're part of a great team, which we are. First, we are not alone because God is with us in our rooms alone, but we are also part of a great team. And I just want to throw one more in, and you'll get this now in as a connection with the text. This is just a time of rehearsal. This is not how the story ends. This is not how it's going to finish. We're going to finish in a group of great numbers, a multitude that resist counting. It's in Revelations. I've got it right here. He says, we will be thousands upon thousands, 10,000s upon 10,000s of people together praising the Lord. That's the end. That's the concert. That's the magical moment. So if you're not happy now, hang in there. This is just the rehearsal. This is just a practice time. This is just the time of silence when we are in our rooms rehearsing, practicing, getting ready for the real job, which, by the way, this is a short time. This is a tiny bit of time. That's for all of eternity. And we can do that all the time. Is that a good word from the Lord? I thank him. We are not alone. And it's going to be good. It's going to be fantastic. And there's going to be some singing. I hope there's an orchestra. I hope there's an orchestra. But the best thing is, the conductor is God himself. And we get to give it right back to the only one who really understands us all, and the only one who can be glorified by each one of us. And he needs each one of us to fully, fully glorify him. And we are so blessed to do that. And so I praise his name. Let's hang in there while we are remotely occupied. Amen.